Education is always at or near the top of platforms for those running for office, but once someone enters office, they often find they must pare back their proposals. While both Jim Ryan and Rod Blagojevich have talked about additional money for schools, the state's financial problems raise questions about how many dollars will be available. Both candidates say they'll continue the current practice of giving more than half of all new money to education. But since that money is divided among a host of areas, from teacher pensions to higher education, poorer schools benefit less than what is often perceived. Both candidates indicate they'll redirect more dollars to schools from elsewhere in the budget. But Jim Broadway, who publishes an education newsletter, says that won't be easy.
The budget is going to dominate all the discussion about everything, and to a great extent, whatever either one of these fellows has said, that relates to programs that they would support that would cause more money to be spent. It seems to me kind of unlikely that most of those things will come about in the shape that they've described them.
The candidates have shown little interest in a proposal to shift much of the burden for school funding from property taxes to income taxes. While a perennial topic, it has yet to draw enough support to make it a reality. Ryan has said he'll consider it as long as taxes overall don't increase as a result. Rank-and-file lawmakers may find it too difficult a vote to make, meaning such a plan may never reach the new governor's desk. Blagojevich says more money can be found from eliminating wasteful spending, although he's been vague on where he'd trim, saying he needs to see the books before making such decisions. He says more money can be obtained from the federal government. Both candidates appear to represent two differing viewpoints when it comes to public schools. Ryan sides more with the business lobby, pushing for school accountability, including testing and requiring teachers to meet certain requirements.
If education's our number one priority, we've got to spend more money on education. This year we're spending less than we did last year, so we're going in the wrong direction. And we have to demand greater accountability and better results, and that's what I want.
Ryan is also calling for more professional development for teachers and better efforts at keeping people in the profession, including tax credits for teachers who buy school supplies out of pocket. Blagojevich, a Democrat, agrees with more dollars for training and retention. While saying he'll back accountability efforts, Blagojevich has the support of teacher unions, and on most controversial topics, he makes it clear he'll back those who work in the classroom.
We will not scapegoat our teachers. We will honor them and elevate them and support them because next to a loving parent, nobody is more important to a quality of life for children than our teachers. We will honor teachers.
Blagojevich says he'll push to restore bargaining rights for the Chicago Teachers Union that were lost in the Chicago School Reform Act of 1995. Ryan opposes that idea. He also criticizes his opponent for voting against that reform effort when Blagojevich was in the Illinois House. Both candidates support increasing funding for early childhood education, saying they want every child to be able to read by third grade, and each indicate they'll pare back authority of the State Board of Education. Ryan says he'd place the agency directly under the governor's control, a move that would require a change in the state's constitution. But as the candidates vie for votes on one of the top issues in the campaign, those who work in education may not be sold. Again, Jim Broadway.
They're pretty disillusioned. They don't believe much of anything, and they don't have really, you know, much reason to. The fact is, after all this infusion of state funding to education, we got this year 2/3 of the school districts are operating at deficits, and that includes some of the districts which are perceived to be amongst the wealthier in the state.
Broadway says while educators want certain changes, they want some stability as well. He says along with pushing for improvements, the next governor must walk a tightrope between state involvement and local control. And while lawmakers often say education is their top priority, spending more on schools and related programs could be difficult if it comes at the expense of other budget items. Both Ryan and Blagojevich are still somewhat unproven on education issues. Each have had limited dealings with school policies. So while both have laid out extensive plans for public schools in the state, the one who is elected is likely to go through his own learning process once taking office. I'm Sean Crawford.